Now,
this guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for your home, auto, or commercial business needs at pncinsurance.net.
And there is that guy that covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wendy's Big Show. He is our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood. Woody, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
Doing well. I've got a couple beers I want to get into after this. Ringing in the new year. You guys got some good plans tonight?
I am having dinner with Sparky and his lovely bride-to-be and their little baby Jackson. We're going out to have some dinner and then back to their house for a couple of drinks to ring in the new year.
Fantastic. That sounds awesome.
It should be fun.
Is you going to have just you?
It's going to be me. No, me, my girlfriend,
okay.
Sparky,
yeah,
his
okay.
Fiance,
all right.
And
so
the baby.
Third wheeling. Okay.
Nice little little Italian dinner before we go have a few drinks.
Is it paninis?
I don't think there will be paninis. Gary found out what a panini was today, yeah. Ryan. So he keeps repeating the word panini.
What's your nationality, Ryan? Ryan Wood. What's that?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know.
Ryan Wood.
Not Irish. It's some European.
European?
I'm a lot of European. That's all I know.
What's a European, Rami?
A European is somebody from Europe.
Oh.
Don't ask me to list off all the countries in Europe.
A lot of those countries there in Europe.
Is that Scandinavian or no?
That's where Beaufort comes from.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know. Man, I failed geography. Don't even...
That's not Scandinavian, right?
Please don't do this.
No, I'm just asking. That's Scandinavian.
You're going to make me...
Because you're going there.
All these years, I've looked smart on the Wendy's Big Show. Now you're going to make me look stupid and admit that I don't know if Scandinavia is part of Europe. I don't think it is, though. It is.
Norway, Finland, Sweden, Denmark, I think, are technically the four. And Iceland, I think.
Okay.
Well, what's Scandinavian?
Are the five
what's
countries.
That?
It's just like where it snows all the time. Europe and not here.
Those five countries are the region of Europe. Referred to as Scandinavia is what Anthony
like
Mandela.
Like how like Iraq and Saudi Arabia and whatever else is the Middle East. Those five countries are Scandinavia.
You're Scandinavia, cuz. Woody, you Scandinavia, man.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think I'm a little like English. I don't know.
Just send us your DNA and we'll figure it out. English. Don't worry about it.
You should do a 23andMe or one of those.
What's that? 23andMe.
That's
he'll send us his
a DNA
we'll
test.
Send it to us, Ryan. We'll tell you what you are.
You know, you guys make fun.
I'm 100% Green Bay native. That's all I know right now.
Oh, wow.
You all make fun of Gary a lot, but they've got the most Scandinavians of any state in the country, Minnesota.
Yeah, that's why they're the Vikings.
1.5 million.
That's why they're the Vikings.
That's why they're the Vikings. Million. Yes, yeah. I know.
That's pretty good.
Y'all thought I was teasing, dude.
Can we get on to Ryan?
I didn't believe you. Yeah. No, I Googled it. It's a double check.
I'm Googling the origin of the surname Wood. I'll have that for you by the end of this interview. But, Ryan, was there anything to take out of yesterday's game, especially once Aaron Rodgers exited with the concussion?
You know,
tell the truth, Woody. Tell me what you told me, Woody. Tell me what you told me at halftime.
It was bad. I don't make a lot out of a meaningless Week 17 game. What surprised me was the Packers didn't play like they did yesterday in New York. Like in New York, I expected them to be completely flat and. For whatever reason
they were flat in New York, Ryan.
They came back from
but they were flat for like a quarter and a half.
They came back from two touchdowns down.
Because why?
They could have completely folded it. I still don't understand.
I know they came back in New York because of why?
Why are you quizzing them? Just tell
them. Terrible.
Because they had Aaron Rodgers. That's why they came back. They would have beat the Lions if they had Aaron Rodgers. Both of us can't talk at the same time, Ryan. You gonna let me talk or not?
So let the man talk.
It's
he's the
segment.
Guest.
Oh, is he the guest?
Yes, yeah. He's the guest.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ryan.
He had any chance he had, but he didn't have any chance to begin with. He wasn't going to be the head coach here. So I don't know. I just didn't think it was. They played like it was a meaningless fifth preseason game, and that's exactly what it was. So I didn't take much from it.
Overall. Is there something good that you can take out of this season? Is there a silver lining that you can put on this gray cloud that's been the 2018 Packers season?
There are very, very, very few, and you've got to stretch. Like, I mean, Kyler Fackrell having 10.5 sacks. Nobody predicted that. So is that a fluke or is that something he can build on? That's the question going into the offseason. if it's something they can build on, then they've got one piece, and I mean one piece for that edge rush, that position that they'll have next year. Aaron Jones is good, but he's got a, you know, he said it today, and he's absolutely right. His number one goal for next year is play all 16 games. It's not 1,000 yards. It's not the touchdown. Play all 16 games. If he can do that, he's one of the more dynamic runners in the league. And then, Devontae Adams. He's, to me, like him not playing yesterday was the greatest testament for how darn good he actually is. Because that offense completely disintegrated without him on the field. I mean, it was bad. They've at least moved the football with Devontae Adams this year. They couldn't even do that. Like 9 first downs, I think. It was awful. So, they're very few. It was a bad year for the Packers. They were a bad football team. Stunningly, they lost more games this year, or they had fewer wins this year with 16 games of Aaron Rodgers than they had last year with 9 games of the 16 of Brett Hundley.
That's a
great
point.
Inexcusable. And yeah, I mean, they've got to fix it going forward. That's why they are on the coaching market.
Do any of the names that have been bantied about getting interviews with the Green Bay Packers excite you? And if so, who?
Excites the wrong word. I mean, I'm in the media. My one requisite for, you know, is that they're not a jerk. I mean, I got to deal with these guys every day. So what's clear, I mean, there's a trend here. One, they're talking to a lot of people, and they're going to talk to a lot of people. I think it's clear it's going to be an expansive search. What's interesting about that is that they don't have time to talk to a lot of people. I mean, they're going to, but they've got to balance talking to a lot of people, having that expansive search with 7 other teams that are looking for a head coach. That's a quarter of the league that's looking for a head coach this year, and they've got to be efficient. I mean, Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst, their organizational skills, their efficiency is going to be tested to a great degree because they've got to do an expansive search in a very little amount of time or risk losing out a candidate to another team. The other thing, every other guy has been a head coach, at least in an interim role, except for, I think, Brian Flores. Every other guy has been a head coach in at least an interim role in some way. So where you look at the rest of the league going after these young, you know, inexperienced, offensive innovating head coaches, the Packers clearly are prioritizing experience. I mean, just you look at the names that they've put in requests for, they're prioritizing experience. That's the way they're going with the search so far. And it's going to be interesting if they can tell me. Even Dan Campbell, I think he replaced Joe Philbin and got a few games under his belt coaching in Miami when the Dolphins fired Joe Philbin. So, I mean, these guys are experienced. It's going to be interesting to see if they deviate from that or if that's going to be the consistent norm.
Well, what are the odds that the new Packers head coach is in the playoffs and they're going to have to wait?
Oh, I think it's, I mean, you know, Dan Campbell, for example, the pair of coordinators in New England. They talked to, you know, Chuck Pagano and Jim Caldwell, who are not employed right now. But obviously Mike Munchak, just barely the Steelers missed out, but that's half of the 6 names that we know of at this point. I do think there's going to be more. I think a name to watch, you know, is Adam Gase. I think that's going to be real interesting. He falls into that prior head coaching experience that it seems to be what they're prioritizing. He's an offensive, innovative guy. I think that he's a guy that not just the Packers, but a lot of people could have interest in. It'll be interesting to see. And this is different because they don't have to, obviously, with Miami firing Adam Gase, the Packers don't have to put in the interview request. So it could be a little more under the radar, but it'll be interesting to see if he's a candidate.
What's your thoughts on Peter Carmichael, offensive coordinator for the Saints?
You know, I don't have a lot except, you know, Dan Campbell's the assistant head coach there and tight ends coach. Peter Carmichael's the offensive coordinator. They're both under the same tree. So it kind of just depends on preference, I think, and whose preference? Brian Gutekunst and especially Mark Murphy. So, mm-hmm. That's what this search is going to be. It's what every search is. It's the GM and sometimes the owner in this case, that's Brian Gutekunst and Mark Murphy, what they feel is the best fit here organizationally. That's what a search is. So if they go out and decide Dan Campbell they want to talk to, Peter Carmichael or Joe Lombardi they don't want to talk to, that's their preference.
What's your thoughts on the say between Gutekunst and Mark Murphy?
It sure seems like Brian Gutekunst is going to have an awfully active role, that his voice is one that Mark Murphy's not just going to say he's going to listen to, but is actually going to listen to. So if Brian Gutekunst doesn't have an issue with that dynamic, and by all indications, he has no issue with that dynamic, I suppose that's what – I mean, that's certainly what matters most. I mean, I've said on this show, I've been vocal about, you know, to me, you let the GM
correct
the search.
Yeah.
But if Brian Gutekunst is okay with it, then, I mean, that's what matters, and he is.
And so you feel like he does have some play in this next head coach?
Yeah, I definitely think he does. Yeah, he's – I'll tell you, even in determining whether to go down to the Senior Bowl, whether he's going to be in the Senior Bowl – a big part of that is he wants to be in the Senior Bowl, but he might be on a plane somewhere trying to get a candidate. I mean, he's actively involved.
Who's drafting the players? Is that Gutekunst or is that Murphy?
That's Gutekunst. Yep.
So he's got that by himself. He's drafting players.
He has autonomy. He has autonomy of the 90 and the 53.
So he's got the roster.
Also, it's under Mark Murphy. Now, Ted Thompson was also under Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy had the power to fire and hire the GM. But Mark Murphy has said, and it sure seems like this has played out this way in the first year, that even though he is above organizationally Brian Gutekunst, it is Gutekunst's own authority and autonomy to make roster decisions, and he's done that.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay Football Insider. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday throughout the football season right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Woody, it's been
Thank you, Woody.
3-4 years now that you've been our Green Bay Football Insider. And, man, it's you are very good at what you do, dude. Yeah. That I'll just put it that way. And I appreciate everything over the years, my friend.
I love you guys. I love getting to talk to you 3 times a week and sometimes more. And, no, it's been great. I'm sure that we'll have plenty to discuss throughout the month of January, too. But, yeah, no, it's been great, and I appreciate it. Have a happy new year.
And of all the great work that you've done, it's pinned right there at the top of his timeline. Ryan giving us a peek inside his life and the struggle of him, his wife, their family as a whole with mental illness. And it was not only a great story that you wrote, Woody, but I think it's an important story that you wrote to shine the light on things like that and maybe make other people feel a little bit more comfortable about sharing their stories as well and maybe do something about the stigma. And you're also pretty good at the football thing too, buddy. So keep up the good work, and I hope we cross paths down the line.
You
right?
Make the guy cry, man. You saying all that stuff. You make the man cry.
Absolutely. Hey, take care, man.
Thanks, Ryan. He joins us on the great Midwest Bank Hotline. Seriously, check out that story if you haven't already. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.